My name is Alistair O'Neill and I work in the fashion department at Central St Martins. I'd like to talk about a pair of mannequin legs photographed in the late 1970s by fashion photographer Guy Bourdin. And this is a test shot taken by the photographer on Polaroid film. By this point in time, Bourdin was very much leading his field, producing a prolific amount of editorial and advertising imagery for a number of magazines, but principally for Paris Vogue. Bourdin was revered for an ongoing series of advertisements for the French shoe company Charles Jourdain, where instead of concentrating on representing a fashionable ideal, the latest model wearing the latest shoe design, he started to develop unresolved, troubling, even surprising settings for the shoes to appear in. Now, this could take the form of, say, a single giant shoe lying ominously in a hotel corridor, or even three legs tied to a railway track, each wearing a different shoe design. In 1979, Bourdin decided to replace the use of a live fashion model for a pair of artificial mannequin legs, cut off just below the knee. And he took them on a road trip, surprisingly, around the south coast of England, where he photographed them in a variety of situations, such as Brighton Beach. He actually drove an American Cadillac and he took his son with him. Bourdin was a consummate image maker, and here, in this example, published as the advertising campaign in 1979, he makes use of a sheet of glass to melt three ice cream cones down as a series of vertical lines that frame the mannequin legs that seem to walk away from the image in a rather ominous fashion from the pleasure seekers splashing in the sea to their left. Bourdin's insertion of a certain kind of unease, even a kind of glamour, into an everyday situation really demonstrates how he was reprising the themes of surrealism and its relationship to photography, first established in the 1930s. In fact, Bourdin was a protege of Man Ray, who promoted him when he first started exhibiting as an artist in the 1950s. And this sense, I would say, of a creative dialogue through images from one image maker to another, a relay in a sense, still bears relevance in how Bourdin continues to inspire the next generation of creatives. This is a pinboard in Shona Heath's studio, the set designer who created the installation pathway for Silent Partners, working with fashion photographer Tim Walker. It shows some of the props and visual concepts developed in relation to the themes of the exhibition. And looking closer at a section of the pinboard, we can see evidence of Bourdin's Polaroid of those walking legs as a key reference. I'm in the process of curating an exhibition about Guy Bourdin's work at Somerset House in London this autumn, so I really do hope that it might offer itself as a companion piece to the exciting exhibition that is Silent Partners at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge.